With all my heart, I greet you all in the precious name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ, and I wish you all God's blessing. Also our brethren who are joining us online via the internet, may God bless us all richly this morning. We are very grateful to God for last night, for the precious and holy Word of God, which strengthens us and encourages us every day anew. And also this morning, most surely we have come in great expectation that the Lord will bless us mightily. He promised, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am amidst of them. The Lord will bless us. And also this morning, many emails came from brothers and sisters who are giving greetings, who are joined with us. I will mention them briefly. Brother Israel from Burundi, Brother Ilonidas, Brother Martin from Abidjan, Brother Selvin from South Africa, Brother Camille from Mauritius, then we have Brother Chauffeur from Rwanda, Brother Tabo Manaka, then we have Brother Motika from Johannesburg, then we have greetings from Brother Nyagi from Kenya, greetings from Brother Odena from Haiti, greetings from Brother Yapi, also from the Ivory Coast, greetings Brother Jiguta from Gabon, greetings from Bernhard from Kinshasa, greetings from Brother Joachim from Mozambique, greetings from Brother Pascal from the Ivory Coast, greetings from Brother Victor Mashi, greetings from Brother Rashidi, greetings from Brother Jen Michael from Rwanda, greetings from Brother Ketembo from Congo, greetings from Brother Jonathan from Phoenix, Arizona, greetings from Nantes, from greetings from Brother Ilonidas from Burundi, from Brother Anthony, and greetings from Brother Leon. We are grateful to God for all brothers and sisters that they are joined with us. And we trust that the Lord will also bless us this morning richly. Now, let us give him the honor and the glory by starting with song number six, Standing on the Promises, number six. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail. By the living Word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior. The promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for
promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. God, my Savior, standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my own.
And sisters, the Lord has given us wonderful promises in His Word, and there we have anchored our trust in these promises. He promised to prepare a place for us and then to come again to take us unto Himself. Brothers and sisters, what a grace was bestowed upon us. We are so happy and so grateful. Let us sing a couple of choruses, and then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction, and Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Let us sing the chorus number one. They come from the east and west.
From east and west. They come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine.
Yesterday, today, forever. Number four.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to His name.
We'll give the glory to Jesus. Number five.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love.
Sweep over my soul. Number six.
Sweep over my soul, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Let us sing number 10, and then Brother Alfred Bo comes. 10, I know the Lord.
By the hand and make a way for me. I know the Lord will make a way for me. If I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Was für herrliche Lieder und Chorus.
Oh, what wonderful songs and choruses which we have sung.
Im ersten Chorus,
in the first chorus, they come from the east and west.
Das steht bei mir, das hat jemand so reingeschrieben. Nicht sie kommen von Ost und West.
Not only they come from east and west.
Von Ost und West.
We come from the east
wir
and west.
Von Süd und
we
Nord.
Come from the south
wir
and north.
Sitzen beim
we sit,
im himmlischen Saal
we feast with the King to dine
Wort.
As his guest.
We
look at his countenance, beholding his hallowed face.
Wunderbar.
Wonderful.
Ist das nicht wunderbar?
Is this not wonderful?
Sind wir mit einer Erwartung gekommen?
Have we come with an expectation? Are we grateful for last night?
Hat es sich gelohnt,
was it worth it
Abend
to gewesen? Be here last night?
Lob und Dank,
praise and thanks be to the Lord.
Der Herr ist treu.
The Lord is faithful.
Wir dürfen das immer wieder erleben.
Time and again we may experience
allem,
it. He is faithful in all what he does. Sometimes we don't know even how things will go on, but the Lord knows it. He helps us. He comforts. He strengthens us. And I'm sure also this morning he will bless us from the riches of his grace. For we know one thing, everything depends on God's blessing. And whomever God blesses, he is blessed. Praise and thanks be to the name of the Lord. Before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read a word from the book of Acts, chapter 4. Acts, chapter 4, from verse 8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel. I'm happy about these words. Peter, before he opened his mouth, it's written, he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And then he said to the rulers of the people and to the elders of Israel. If we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, praise and thanks. In this name we are gathered this morning. In this name we have experienced the salvation. In this name we pray to God. In this name we are healed. Brothers and sisters, this name is above every name. By the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. Praise and thanks. God, by the power of the Holy Ghost, he raised him. He died. He has given his life for you and for me. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, God raised him from the dead. Is this not wonderful? And it's written, if this power dwells in us, then also our mortal bodies will be made alive. Verse 11. This Jesus is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the chief cornerstone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other name. In this name, God revealed himself. We are grateful to God. As we heard it yesterday also. Back to the Bible. Back to the beginning. God has given us so much grace, brothers and sisters. And he is present. Brother Helmut said it, where two or three are gathered in my name, this is a promise which the Lord fulfills also this morning. He is present. May he go through our midst. May he touch us all by his word, so that we are all helped, so that we are newly strengthened in perfect faith. Then leaving again this meeting. The Lord knows your request. He knows your problems. He knows us. Do, brothers, sisters, do we have this confidence? Let us trust his promises. The promises are yes and amen for the glory of God by us, through you and me. May the Lord bless us, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, let us stand up for prayer. Great God, we are looking up to you, to the only true God. As we heard and read just now, there's in no other name salvation. As we heard it also last night, by the one the sin has come, but by the one in Christ Jesus our Lord has the redemption come from many, also for us. And we ask you this morning, open our hearts, open our ears, to receive and to hear, eyes to see what you are doing in our time, for you are doing great things. You are reaching the ends of the earth. The gospel, O Lord, runs. Lord, we thank you. Do not pass us by, Lord, this morning. Oh God, we are gathered here. Give grace that all spirits are under the control of your spirit for the glory of thy name. Also all who are listening and watching now, great God, we know you alone are giving the blessing. As we read, there is in no other name salvation, O God. The name which is above every name. which was ever mentioned. I thank you and I praise you. Please be with us, Lord. Once again, bless from the riches of your grace. Fill all our hearts so that we praise you and honor you. Open our mouth, Lord, to praise you and to glorify thy name. For you alone are worthy. We ask you for your blessing. Amen. We remain standing. There is a child dedication. Then we ask the parents to come with their children. One chorus. Who tunes in a chorus? Only believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only our Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, bless this child.
Amen.
I dedicate it to you. Lord, as you have done when you walked on earth,
hallelujah,
you took children into your arms.
Amen.
You blessed them. Bless this child. We dedicate this child to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ,
amen.
Bless the child.
Amen.
Bless the parents. Amen. Bless the family.
Yes.
We dedicate you to the Lord God.
Hallelujah.
In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Tera každý zná anglicky.
Tată Ceresc, în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos,
my God,
îți mulțumim, Doamne, pentru această zi deosebită din viața acestui copilaș și a familiei ei. Te rugăm în numele Domnului Iisus Hristos, pentru că Tu ai spus ca copiii să fie lăsați să vină la Tine. Noi îl încredințăm în mâna Ta, Doamne. Te rugăm să binecuvântezi această fetiță. Te rugăm, Doamne, ca Tu să îi dai sănătate, să îi dai, Doamne, înțelepciune. Ea să poată să slujească Ție și, de asemenea, părinților să le dai înțelepciune ca ea să fie crescută în frică față de Tine. Încredință în copilul în mâna Ta, Părinte Ceresc, în prețiosul nume al lui Iisus Hristos, pentru timp și pentru veșnicie.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll give the glory to Jesus. Let us sing.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love and tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love.
Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. oh Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, all the worship. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Amen. You may be seated. Also, this comes to fulfillment in our time. Thy truth. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Our beloved brother, Borg, he emphasized that Peter, firstly, he was filled with the Holy Ghost, and then he spoke. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, all nine gifts and tasks in the church are listed, and every time it's written, by one and the same Spirit. You can read it in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, from verse 4 up to verse 11. The nine ministries, the nine gifts which were at work in the church by the leading and by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit were carried out and operated. To the Lord be the glory that we are nearing this beginning, and we are really in the expectation that the Spirit of God takes over the complete leading, and that everything what happened at the beginning in the church, it was the manifestation place of the living God. It will also take place now at the end. We are grateful that you can come, that you neither shun money or time or whatever, but you are coming from near and far, from all over Europe. And when I last night, when I greeted our brothers from Prague, and also our greeting our brother Kukaczka, then I had to think about it. Even in the time when the borders were still closed, when there was still the iron curtain in existence, Brother Frank already preached in Prague, in the chapel where Jan Hus was preaching. God, from the very beginning, he opened the doors by his grace in all peoples and tongues and nations. 1969, I was preaching in Moscow in the large Baptist church. And the counselor of the president asked me to come into his house and to speak with him about this faith. God really opened doors and hearts from the very beginning in all over Europe. Firstly, in 1966, 1967 of Western Europe, I was traveling. And then 68, 69, everything what was Eastern Europe at that time was also included. And then the rest of all of the world. Also today, there came phone calls from everywhere, from Port Elizabeth, from Australia, from Africa, from everywhere. Not only the emails which were read, but also brothers who were also blessed with us. And yesterday we had 1,539 connections worldwide to hear the word of God. 1,539 computer connections in all peoples and tongues. And also today, we have our brothers here in 15 different languages. It is being translated simultaneously, and all can listen and all can watch what God is doing in this time. Brothers and sisters, I know that we didn't come to hear all these details. We have come to hear God's word. But in the same way, it just belongs to it that we greet all the ministering brethren who are coming. Our brother from Denver, Colorado. It just belongs to it that we ask him just to give us a word of greeting. And if other brothers are here, just no sermon, just a word of greeting. And we also give you greetings home. Brother Tati, he told me that in the course of the past years, he accompanied me in exactly 30 countries to bring the precious and holy word. And in 28 countries, he was my interpreter from the English language into the French language. God took care for everything. Yes. Also for that, what should be decided? Which language should become the world language? And then the UNO made the decision that French remains the language in the diplomatic things, but English will be the language which shall be spread all over the world. And it was a German which took care that the English language would become the world language. But we are all internationally. And I want to say this now, before this brother comes, I'm really grateful to God that you have patience with us. And also the songs listening in the German language. And therefore we ask you time and again that the songs are also sung which are known in all languages, so that all brothers and sisters can also sing with us all over the world, and so that the praise can rise to the throne of God. Brothers and sisters, God really took care for everything. May he bless all our interpreters. Also for that, God has taken care. Also for the technical things, for everything the Almighty God took care of. Beloved brother, where are you? From Denver, Colorado. Please just come and tell us a few words. And then my prayer is that our brother from Dublin, Brother Solomon, may this be the day which the Lord made for you. Just a word of greeting.
My name Brother Moses Young.
Ich bin Moses Young.
From Denver, Colorado.
From Denver, Colorado.
U.S.
USA.
I will bring to you the greeting from brother of Colorado.
Please, precisely.
I bring you the greeting from brother from Colorado.
From Colorado, Chris.
From Atlanta.
From Atlanta.
From Iowa.
From Iowa, I'm start.
From Chicago.
From Chicago.
From Houston, Texas.
From Houston.
And from Salt Lake City, Utah.
From?
Salt Lake City, Utah. Salt Lake City, Utah. Utah, it's a state close to Colorado.
Utah.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
May God bless you.
No problem. What have you to say? God bless you.
God bless you.
Yes. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. God.
Who else wants to say a few words?
Just greetings. Willie from London or anyone.
Brother Willie from London.
Anyone. Yes. So we just praise God. Ja.
Ja chciałem serdecznie pozdrowić cała dziewiątka z Warmii i Mazur, czyli tam z województwa olsztyńskiego.
Ja, pomalu, mój brat, pomalu.
Slowly, my brother, slowly.
Gott im Herrn von ganzem Herzen danken.
I would like to thank the Lord with all my heart.
Z miasta Kenschen, Rastenburg.
Ich komme aus ursprünglich Rastenburg aus Preußen.
I come originally from Rastenburg, East Prussia.
Neun Brüder und Schwestern grüßen euch ganz besonders.
And nine brothers and sisters are greeting you in particular here at the Mission Center.
Und alle möchte ich grüßen auf der ganzen Erde.
And I would like to greet all brothers and sisters worldwide, all of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Und auch alle Brüder und Schwestern.
And also all brothers and sisters in Poland.
Möge Gott euch segnen.
May God bless you.
Und seid alle gesegnet.
Be all blessed.
Und wir danken Gott.
And we thank God for this place which He has given us.
Möge Gott verherrlicht sein.
May God be glorified in the holy name of Jesus Christ. To the Lord be the thanks, to the Lord be the thanks. Brothers and sisters, the time is running fast, and we are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts that we can witness this time period. And as I mentioned yesterday, the Reformation is finished, but here, we stand before the question, was one point reformed, or did everything remain as it was before? And all from the Reformation, all the denominations which came forth from the Reformation, they set forth what they shall believe and do. And then the thought comes to us, connected with the promise which God has given us in this time, not to reform, but to restore, to bring back, to rebuild what was at the beginning. And this is the promise which the Lord has given to us by His grace, that everything shall be restored.
Es wird an keiner einzigen Kirche etwas verändert werden können.
Nothing can be changed in any church. Only in those who are coming out from all peoples and tongues and religions, all who made their decision for the Lord and who let God's word alone count, only in them the word will accomplish for what it was sent for. No prophet will be able to change anything in the Roman church or in the Greek church. Nothing will be changed in any church. Only in those who have hearkened to the call, ye my people, come out and be ye separate and touch not any unclean thing. The last message is connected with faith and obedience. One cannot remain in the old system and then be restored. One must leave everything behind, coming out from the Babylonian captivity and then trusting the Lord and everything what He promised, receiving and accepting it by faith. We are all acquainted with the precious promise which our Lord has given in Matthew 17, verse 11. And let me read it once again. Although we time and again have read it in Matthew 17, here it's still written in verse 11. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. All things. Everything. Everything what went lost. Everything what was changed. Everything what was pulled down. Everything He will restore. And this is the kernel of the divine message for our time, connected with the promise which the Lord has given us. And therefore, time and again, the emphasis that all promises of God are yes and amen through us, namely for the glory of God. When God can fulfill promises, then He is glorified by it. First, He gives promises, and then He fulfills them because we believe them. And by this, He is honored and glorified. The word in Amos is well known to all of us, that the Lord Himself said that He does nothing unless He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Evangelists have their tasks. Teachers have their tasks. But before the evangelist can preach the full gospel, before that, it must be revealed to him first. And before we can teach the prophetic part of the plan of salvation, it must also be revealed to us by a prophet, because the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. And here it is written in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Thanks, honor, and glory be to our God. The same applies to Amos, chapter 8, verse 11. Amos. Chapter 8, verse 11. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. Both comes to fulfillment in our time. Not interpretations, but the original words of the living God. Because man, the man of God, does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. And as we mentioned last night, God has sent a prophet in our time, not to reform, but to restore all things and now God must open unto us the understanding for the scripture so that we can place everything correctly and by the grace of God we can understand it correctly. Now, when our brother from Denver, Colorado told me in the office, with us there are 15 different directions which refer to the message. Do you know what one feels? You cannot imagine what I feel. And why? Why? Why are there so many different directions? Because they despise the word of God. And that's what Brother Branham said. They twist to their own destruction, drawing disciples after them. Whoever understands the true message, he will not cause a split. You can read it in Romans, the last chapter. Romans, the last chapter. The Apostle Paul, he referred, of course, to it. What those are doing who have no commission at all to preach, but who are just misleading the people. It's written. Romans, chapter 16, Romans 16, from verse 17. Now, I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned. And avoid them. Every false doctrine brings a split. Every true doctrine unites us with God and unites us with one another. Then, verse 18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words and fair speeches, deceive the hearts of the simple. No one thinks something bad when somebody comes and says, the prophet said, and all are listening, and no one goes back to the word. No one asks him who speaks, do you have a commission? Did God send you? Who are you? And then it will turn out soon that they are all brothers who like to receive the tithes of the people. And what they do with it, nobody knows. Can you understand what goes on in me? To know that God has sent a messenger and a true message. And then all who have just entered, they were not sent. They have no commission. They just came. They crept in, as Paul writes it to Timothy. Therefore, let us be thankful that God has given us the reverence before the word by his grace. That we don't remain standing at the things hard to understand by Brother Branham. That we are just preaching what we can preach from the word. Because thus the original commission is, which Paul has given to Timothy, preach the word, be it in time or out of time, in season or out of season, because the days will come when they shall not endure the sound doctrine. And they will heap themselves up teachers who preach things what the people have itching ears for. Our ears are not itching at all. Our ears are pronounced blessed, as the Lord himself said to them whom he opened the understanding for the scripture. To them he said, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and blessed are your ears, for they hear. For many prophets and righteous were longing to see what you are seeing and to hear what you are seeing, and they didn't get it to hear. But then the time was fulfilled, that what God had announced through his servants, the prophets, by grace it was fulfilled at the first coming of Christ. And then the founding of the New Testament church, apostles, prophets, teachers, and evangelists were set in. The gifts of the Holy Spirit, just a manifestation place of the living God here on this earth. And to this the church is ordained now at the end. Back to the beginning, back to the word of God, being fully restored. And we are grateful to God that he not only promised a hunger, but he also took care of that he has said to Brother Branham, cancel the trip to Zurich, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. The same Lord told me, store in the food. And the same man of God told me, wait with the giving out until you get the rest of the food. Brothers and sisters, God determined everything beforehand. And when the time was fulfilled, we have become a part of it. Whatever God promised for this most important period of time in the plan of salvation. Then yesterday, we spoke about the faith. And let us read a couple of scriptures. Most and foremost, Mark chapter 11, as our Lord emphasized it very much, what can take place, what must take place when we pray by faith. And whatever we pray for, when we expect it already, that it really takes place. Here, Mark chapter 11, from verse 22. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. Not faith in a prophet. Have faith in God. For God has given the promises, and God fulfills them. In the next verse, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. This is the key. That what we ask for, what we pray for, that we bring it over our lips by faith, that we speak it out by faith, and it must and will take place just as sure as God has given the promise. And in the next verse, verse 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen. These are the words of our Lord, that we truly can believe that whatever we ask for and whatever God promised to us, that it will come to pass. Verse 25. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have anything against any, that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now, verse 26. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Here we have the instruction. What must come first before we pray? Namely, first forgiveness and again forgiveness. Just as God doesn't impute anything to us, so we can also not impute anything to one another. We cannot be as an accuser of the brethren before God. No, the accuser of the brethren is Satan. And whoever accuses is under the influence of the evil one. And therefore it's written in Revelation chapter 12, when the male child is raptured, then Satan, the accuser of the brethren, will be cast down. But important is, in this connection, in Revelation chapter 12, here we read verse 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, who accused them before God day and night. But then comes the verse which is addressed to us, addressed to the overcomers. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. My brothers and sisters, we have instructions in the Word of God how we shall behave, what must take place when we pray. Everything is said to us in the Word of God. And it really starts with a true faith. We said it here a couple of times. The New Testament starts with the fulfillment of that what God promised. And the promises were believed and were fulfilled. Luke 1, verse 45, addressed to Mary. O blessed! All the translations are writing blessed, blessed. The word saved is only in the German language. All the other languages, blessed, blessed art thou, because thou hast believed. The redemption started because something was believed, because Mary believed the promise. And she said, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me as you have said. O blessed art thou, you who you believed. In the same way, it is with all of us, brothers and sisters. In Mark chapter 13, we also have that our eyes are pronounced blessed because we believe. Faith is a gift from God. Faith is a revelation in connection with the promises which God has given to us. Abraham believed God, and this was accounted unto him for righteousness. And he saw the promise fulfilled. In John chapter 8, we have the mighty words of our Lord concerning faith. He also spoke to the scribes who could not believe. And then he spoke to his own who believed with all their hearts. John chapter 8. And here we read John 8 from verse 31. Just so wonderful words, brothers and sisters. Everything what I had to say would not be enough, would not be sufficient. We need God's word. Our faith must be anchored in the word of God. And also this must be said here. No brother may refer to Brother Frank when he comes to the front and preaches. Not one brother. I forbid it in the name of the Lord. All brothers cannot bring my name in connection to that what they preach. Let me there where I belong. namely with a divine commission to preach the word. Leave me out of your program. Let yourselves be placed into the program of God. Let a ministry be given to you by God. And then you don't need to refer to Brother Branham or to refer to Brother Frank. Then you can refer to God and God's word, to the Old and to the New Testament referring to it. And if you have a call, then you can even refer to that. It really happens time and again that brothers are using my name in connection with that, what they preach. And then the people have the impression that prophet said. No, back to God. Back to the Word of God. And alone therein we have the answer. Here in the Gospel of John, chapter 8, we have the well-known words. John 8, verse 31. Here it is written.
Johannes 8, verse 31. Nun sagte Jesus,
then said Jesus to those Jews who believed on him,
an ihn gläubig geworden waren, wenn ihr
if ye abide in my word,
so
then are ye my disciples indeed.
Und was ist, wenn ihr nicht,
and what is if you don't abide in my word? What is then?
Dann seid
then ye are not my disciples.
Wir müssen Gottes Wort ernst,
we must take God's word seriously. Only he who abides in the word abides in God, abides in the will of God. And therefore, we preach only the word of God. And in John 17, the well-known place for all of us, not only today, but since many years, John 17, verse 14, here it's written, I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I have given them thy word. Not an interpretation, not an explanation. I have given them thy word. Then it continues to John 17, verse 23. Very, very important. Also, for all who are speaking now of unity, not a unity among Christians, not a unity among religions. The divine unity is shown to us here in verse 23 in John 17. Very clearly, our Lord says, I in them, and thou in me, I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me. Brothers and sisters, the perfect unity, I in them, and thou in me. And he was the revealed word in the flesh. All the promises, all the prophecies which were referring to the Redeemer have come to fulfillment. All the promises, all the prophecies which are referring to the redeemed are coming to fulfillment. Then we have, brothers and sisters, especially in the book of Revelation, and then also in Hebrews, we have very special hints that we must believe God's holy word and not receiving anything else, especially Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, and may all brothers, also all brothers who preach the word in various countries, to respect the word and that what God has said through Brother Branham, to place it scripturally and to leave everything up to God, for He alone can bring it to pass. Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. The time of fulfillment is at hand. Who is blessed? Who is saved? All who hear the words of this prophecy and keep it, adding nothing, taking nothing away from it. Brothers and sisters, sometimes Brother Branham just used one scripture. But when we then come to the same subject, we take the other scriptures also to it, which belong to it. There are many statements, but one statement of Brother Branham is emphasized very much and serves for the misleading. Namely, when Brother Branham said, the angel of the covenant in Revelation 10 comes on the earth when the seventh church age messenger is on the earth. Just think of it. Out of this, they made the doctrine worldwide that the angel of the covenant, according to Revelation 10, has come already on the earth, that the throne of mercy has become judgment throne, and so forth. One cannot understand it, how misled the people can be, instead going to the next statement of Brother Branham, where he said, when the rapture took place and when the wedding supper will be, then the angel of the covenant comes down and reveals himself to the 144,000 on Mount Zion. Brothers and sisters, whoever is of God, he returns to the word of God. He goes with Revelation 10 back to Daniel chapter 12, verse 7, that from that moment on, where the angel swears by him who lives forever, then there will be only one time and two times and half of a time, 3.5 years until the end comes. Where is the respect before the word of God? Brothers and sisters, we are very grateful to God that we can go from the Old to the New Testament, and from the New Testament we go back to the Old Testament. Also the statement which we emphasized yesterday, there shall be light at evening time in connection with the people of Israel. But the church runs, of course, parallel with Israel. Just as the Lord gathers the Jews from all nations, bringing them back into the land of promise, as written in Zechariah chapter 2, that the Lord will again inherit Judah on the holy ground, choosing them again. So it is also written that the gospel shall be preached unto all nations, and that the last message is reaching the ends of the earth, and that all the elect are brought back to God and brought back to His Word. Everything runs parallel. And we are very grateful to the Lord God. We see the fig tree who became tender. We have open eyes. And we see also among the nations what is going on now worldwide. A total confusion. Every day something is happening, just as the scripture foretold it. And all the false Christs, all the false prophets who are saying something to the people, misleading them. Everything comes to fulfillment, just as the Lord foretold it in Matthew 24 and also Mark 13 and Luke 21. But we really found grace in the sight of God, we go back to the Word and we read what He promised to us, so that what God promised to us, so that we can receive it by His grace, experiencing it. One could really go up to Revelation chapter 22. Here is the emphasis once again. Revelation 22. Just think of it. Until the last chapter of the Bible, we are told what we must know. Revelation 22, only verse 6 and 7. Here it's written, Revelation 22, verse 6. And he said unto me, these sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly take place. Verse 7. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Right, I come quickly. And then the promise which at the return of Jesus Christ will come to fulfillment. Blessed are those who keep the words of the prophecy of this book. And we are grateful to God with all our hearts that we can believe as the scripture says. Brothers and sisters, let us go briefly to that what was mentioned yesterday already, to the true living faith which joins us with God and which lets the promises of God become a reality before our eyes. And here, Hebrews is actually the best lesson which we can learn. It's in Hebrews, chapter 11. Hebrews, chapter 11. Here it's right from verse 1. It's about the true faith. And I claim here that God, by grace, has given us this true and living faith, which joins us with God and His Word, with all of the plan of salvation. By grace, He has given us this faith. The Word accomplishes for what He has sent it for. And at the end, there will be a bride without spot and without wrinkle. She will be presented to the Lord, just as Paul has written it in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27. And in all the other scriptures, he has written it. And this is the purpose of the last message, which reaches the ends of the earth. That the word bride, that what God promised in the word, that is being experienced personally, coming into fellowship with God, coming into agreement with the Word of God. Here in Hebrews chapter 11, listen closely. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, being fully convinced of the things not seen. Fully convinced. Just being convinced. Although we cannot see it yet, we are convinced that it will be, because God promised it in His Word. One could read on and on. More than 20 names are mentioned here in Hebrews chapter 11. All who believed, all who had an experience with God in the most various situations, and we would do good if we would read Hebrews 11. Somewhere we find ourselves again, and we can thank the Lord God with all our hearts that there were people before us who have put their confidence in every situation on God. And no one was put to shame. All received that what God promised by His grace. And here, if we read on in Hebrews chapter 11, one case after the other is listed. Verse 4, By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. And here it goes back. Faith was a revelation of that, of what it was all about. Namely, that the original sin happened in the body of flesh and blood. And that Abel didn't sacrifice the fruits of the field, but he sacrificed a lamb. Already there, God showed what was all about. Namely, that our Redeemer would come as the Lamb of God and would shed His blood, and that we would be redeemed by our sins, receiving forgiveness by His grace. And it continues and continues. Also here, verse 5, by faith Enoch was translated. By faith, it was revealed to him. He was walking with God. Let us walk with God in the faith. And even the whole world is full of devils, as the reformer Martin Luther said. Yet, we want to trust the Lord, and we know that God is with us in all the trials through which we have to go. Then verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. God will reward the faith. That's how it is written here. And we will not go out empty-handed. Hold fast to the faith. Hold fast to that what God promised. And with this, the reward is connected. Namely, that what God promised, and whatever we believe, we will also see it in its fulfillment. Verse 9. In particular, verse 9. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tents. He was a guest. He was dwelling in tents to say, people, I'm not here to abide here, to remain here. I'm on my way. I am on my way. He just dwelt in tents. And then it's written in verse 11, and this is a special promise. Through faith, also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had given her the promise. This is the most mighty testimony in Hebrews 11. To all the others, the Lord spoke directly, and they had connection with God personally. But the promise was not addressed to Sarah, but it was addressed to Abraham, and Sarah was listening. She was in the tent, and the Lord turned his back to the tent. But Sarah was a part of Abraham, and she knew the promise which God had given can only be fulfilled through me. I'm included in that promise. And she was not remembering her old body, but she knew that God would fulfill the promise. And the promise was, next year around this time, I will come again to you, and Sarah will have a son. And the Holy Scripture says, Sarah laughed within herself. And the Lord looks at Abraham and says, why did Sarah laugh? And she was behind him in the tent. She must have had such a happiness about the promise that she could just laugh, praising the Lord, laughing, knowing that this promise will be fulfilled through me. Beloved brothers and sisters, to the Lord our God be the thanks. Also, natural promises are being fulfilled in our lives. Today, we have a couple in our midst which didn't get a child for eight years. And then came the day when they came into the office and they said, Brother Frank, so and so is our situation. And today, two daughters are sitting in this room, in this building. Today, two daughters are sitting in this building, and probably they are now 17 or 18 years old. Brothers and sisters, when we believe with all our hearts, and God said at the beginning, be fruitful and multiply. Also, this belongs to it. And whoever is in this trouble, please trust the Lord. The promise is still valid. Whatever we ask, this shall be given to us. All the other examples here in Hebrews chapter 11, they are all very mighty. But let us summarize what it is all about now, brothers and sisters. Just it's about not only coming out from all Babylonian captivity, but also coming out from the confusion after the going home of Brother Branham. Both runs parallel. The crystal clear message of the Word of God is reaching the ends of the earth. And if you read here, and let us say it once again, 1,539 connections, perhaps in 172 countries, who are hearing now God's Word. Be blessed, all of you, be it in Australia, be it in New Zealand, wherever you might be now, in East and West, in South and North. God has taken care for it, that the last message is really reaching the ends of the earth. The calling out and the preparation of the bride of the Lamb takes place, washed in the blood of the Lamb, sanctified in the word of truth, sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of the bodily redemption. The Lord has given us the promise that he would come again to take us unto himself. And we believe with all our hearts, and we count with it, we really reckon that it will happen in our time. But the Lord said clearly, watch and pray, for time and hour nobody knows, nobody. So, remain sober in every situation, young and old, great and little, remaining sober in the natural life, walking with God, being joined with God on the inside. And by faith, we can just walk forward, knowing that the Lord will fulfill his promise. He will return. He prepared the place. But before that, it must be fulfilled what is written in Revelation 19, verse 7. And his bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. And this is the righteousness of saints. Not a self-righteousness, but justified by faith in the finished work of redemption on the cross of Calvary. And brothers and sisters, Brother Branham has of course seen the bride. On the other side, he has seen, he had experiences. We all know about his commission. We know his ministry. We know about the voice of the Lord. We know of the angel who came to him. I made down some notes here. I wrote down what happened in the course of the past 100 years. How we really came into this end time, how the promises for Israel, also the political agenda, it was placed on the political agenda, be it 1917 in London, be it 1947 in the UN in San Francisco, and that the Jews have a right to their own state, and then the founding of the State of Israel in May 1948. But before that, the angel of the Lord came, of course, to Brother Branham on the 7th of May 1946. He gave him the commission and the two gifts which were given to his ministry and which accompanied him as a confirmation. And then he saw the bride in a preview, and he saw that the bride would come out of balance, and that God has given grace that she was called back and was brought back into lockstep with the Word. We believe that God will give grace that all the elect will find their way back, that they will respect the Word of God. They will let themselves be placed correctly, biblically, and they will only believe what the Scripture says and what the Scripture promised. In the summary, at this weekend, we can say, not only concerning the 500 years of Reformation, but also that God has given revival after revival. And I tell you, if there would not have been this breakthrough 500 years ago, then there would not have been a Methodist revival, no Baptist revival, no Salvation Army salvation. And in every generation, God was walking forward, and all who believed the Word at their time, they will be part of it. And we also in this time, we who didn't remain standing what happened in 1906 or 1909 in Los Angeles and in many places, whatever happened, really the outpouring of the Holy Spirit took place, and that the preachers, they really had to stop preaching because the Holy Spirit fell. Also, in Azusa Street in Los Angeles, we didn't remain standing at this. We are grateful to God for it, that by His Spirit He was mightily at work. But now, right at the end, it's really about to believe with all your heart what God promised for this time. Do not give your ear. Oh yes, no, give your ear. Listen to the promises. Receive them personally. Don't look on your personal situation. Don't look on circumstances. Look unto the Lord. And then you will not be put to shame. Brothers and sisters, in this great responsibility which we have before God, I can tell you with a good conscience I didn't preach anything but only the Word of God. And the Word of God will not return void, also not in our time, but it will accomplish for what God has sent it for. Last night, we prayed for a large number here who have come to the front to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Today, there can be a water baptism after this service. Also for this, God has taken care of that the word can be preached and those who believe can be baptized. Brothers and sisters, for everything God took care of, and we are here in a full the building is full of people. Even the dining room is full of people. More than 1,000 people are gathered here to hear the word, to hear the word of God. Perhaps 2 or 3 million are listening worldwide, experiencing and receiving what God is doing worldwide. Brothers and sisters, do we have today in our midst some who would like to be baptized? Please raise your hand or please stand up so that we can see you. If not, then it's also good. We just want to give you the opportunity. For thus it is written, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Whoever doesn't believe will be judged. Therefore, obedience. Obedience goes to the faith, goes with the faith. And the water baptism is just a confirmation that we received and accepted our Lord and Savior, and that we received the forgiveness of our sins by the shed blood. By water baptism, we confirm that we became a true believer. And then may God confirm by the Spirit in the Holy Spirit, by the baptism in the Holy Spirit, may He confirm that He accepted us. As I said before last night, it was such a burden on my heart that I said, beloved Lord, let this moment come where that what we ask for, whatever we speak out, that it happens on the spot, that the captives are set free, that those who need forgiveness, that they receive forgiveness, and that all who need the Spirit baptism, and this we need all, that we not only lay hands on, that it also takes place. This is what I really had on my heart yesterday before God, what I prayed before God with heart, with tears. Beloved Lord, let everything what we ask for, let it happen. Also the Spirit baptism, let the moment come where we all are in such expectation that the Lord God can fulfill His word in our time, in each one of us. Please read at home, very quietly. Read Hebrews chapter 11 once again and find yourselves there. Find yourselves and see that no one of them who believed the Lord, no one of them were disappointed, but all received that what they prayed for. They experienced it. To our God be the glory and the honor and the praise throughout all eternity. Amen. Let us stand up. We sing together, Just As I Am. Perhaps the two sisters are coming and sing us a song. Perhaps the song, Pull Away the Curtain. Pull away the veil so that I can see what you have done. Let us sing, Just As I Am.
without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And then thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Whatever is precious to me,
es war nicht mein, hat's mir geschenkt.
All that he has given me,
lass es mich gebrauchen, zu erleuchten meinen Pfad.
Let me use it to illuminate my way.
Mir gnädig,
be merciful to me,
Herr.
Oh Lord, be merciful.
Sieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil
was
before me,
getan.
So that I can see what
Zeig
you have done.
Mir, wo ich heute
show
bin,
me where I would
und
be today.
Das, du nahmst mich
show
an.
Me that you accepted me.
Gedenk, wir
remember,
sind Menschen,
we are just human beings,
und
forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us
halt
and watch
uns
over
wacht.
Us.
Nichts Gutes ich tat.
Nothing good I did.
Jesus nahm mich an.
Jesus just received me as
bin
I am.
Nicht wert seine
I'm not worthy
Liebe
of his love.
Und Huld. Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die trug.
He carried away
ja,
my sin and my guilt.
Ich kann's nicht verstehen.
He loves me. I cannot understand it.
Sieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before me.
Was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht. Im Aufblick zu dir darf getrost ich nun sein, denn du hast mir dein Wort offenbart. Fühl mit deinem Geist mich.
Fail me into your spirit and keep me faithful.
Denn du liebst mich,
for you love
du liebst
me.
Mich, mein Herr.
I know that you love me, my Lord.
Sieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before
me
so that I can
getan.
See what you have done for me.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute
show
wär,
me where I would stand
das,
today.
Du
show
an.
Me that you accept
Gedenk,
me. Remember,
sind Menschen,
we are just human beings, forgetful
und
and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us
halt
and watch over us.
Wacht. Sieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich seh, was du getan. Amen. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach. Sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht.
Amen.
Amen. Pull away the veil before me. Where would we be today, brothers and sisters? Where would we be? We would be in the dispersion somewhere, in a church or in a denomination. But the Lord has given us the grace. And as Moses was commanded Speak to Pharaoh, let my people go, that it may serve me. And then he emphasized, let my firstborn son go. The same happens in our time. Now we ask Brother Joseph from Kinshasa to come, thanking with us. Our brother Arben Mulai is still in Berlin. We have no one who translates from the French language. Where is our brother from Kinshasa? Is he somewhere? Pardon? And then Brother Oleg. Brother Oleg, please come. Where is Brother Oleg? To thank, just to thank, to pray.
Just to say the greetings, just quelques mots.
Bien-aimé Seigneur,
geliebter Herr,
beloved Lord,
nous te sommes infiniment reconnaissants.
We are once again thankful that we can be gathered at this place. It's for our lives. We are here to hear your word. The word of restoration. The word which renews us. The word which edifies us. The word which makes us ready. May your name be honored. You blessed us. You saved us. And you healed us. Lord, restore all things to us. And bless your servant. Give us the true faith. So that we can go out to meet you. For we believe what the scripture says. Lead us by your spirit into all the truth. Into the truth which you reveal today. We thank you for the food in due season, beloved Lord. To you be the thanks. We don't have the words to express, but you know everything, Lord. Please answer and give to each one what he asks for. We pray in Jesus Christ's name, our Savior. Amen. Beloved Lord, we thank you, O Father, for your presence in our midst, that we have been blessed so richly at this weekend. We are here, O Lord. We have heard the voice of the bridegroom. We are here, Lord, for we wish to be ready at your return. I thank you, Lord, together with my brothers. You have answered our prayers. You have healed my relative from cancer. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love. I thank you for our election. I thank you for your servants. I thank you for the message of the hour. We have been restored in the doctrine, and we have the same foundation, the foundation of the apostles and prophets. We thank you, O Lord. You have revealed your name to us. You have chosen us before the foundation of the world. Blessed and praised be your name. Blessed and praised be the name of Jesus Christ. We pray also for your servant, our precious brother Frank. Give him strength, Lord, so that he continued to give out this precious food, the revealed word amidst your people, just as you commissioned him to do. All the praise, all the glory be to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yet, yes, we are very grateful to the Lord. We ask now that you remember us in your prayers. In November, there are journeys planned. Firstly, to Cameroon, together with Brother Tati. And Brother Tati will also now come to the front, thanking the Lord. And then it continues with Brother Michael to Bahrain and to the Gulf region, to bring the precious and holy word. And the pastor from Bahrain, whom I have never seen before, he has written an email, and he said, "Brother Frank, we believe that you are a man sent from God. We invite you warmly to come to us. God opens the doors. God opens the hearts. To him be the glory and the praise." Brother Tati, why don't you come? Where is Brother Tati?
Yes, just a few words of prayer. Just a few words of prayer. Yes.
Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father,
unser himmlischer Vater,
we thank you for this weekend.
Wir danken dir für dieses Wochenende.
It's about your message.
Es geht deine Botschaft.
The biblical message.
Die biblische Botschaft.
You have entrusted to your servant.
Du hast sie deinem Knecht anvertraut.
That this message should prepare the bride of Christ.
Dass diese Botschaft die Braut bereitet.
And you have established a man.
Und du hast den Mann etabliert.
Who must bring this message worldwide as an ambassador of Christ. Oh, the Lord our God is the only true God.
Der Herr unser Gott ist der einzig wahre Gott.
He is a faithful God.
Er ist ein treuer Gott.
He never changes.
Er wandelt sich nicht.
The heaven and earth shall pass away.
Himmel und Erde werden
but your
vergehen.
Word remain forever.
Aber Gottes Wort bleibt
we
leben.
Believe you.
Wir glauben
we
dir.
Trust you.
Wir vertrauen
you
dir.
Are the only true God.
Du bist der einzig
what
wahre
you
Gott.
Say will happen.
Was du sagst, wird geschehen.
Bless us.
Segne uns.
Bless Kuwait.
Bless Kuwait.
Bless Bahrain.
Bless Bahrain.
Bless Cameroon.
Bless Cameroon.
May you be with us.
Sei mit uns.
It's not about us. It's about Jesus.
Es geht Jesus.
The rising Lord.
The
only mighty God.
Dem allmächtigen Gott.
You rule over the earth.
Bitte herrsche über
over the universe.
Übers Universum.
Beyond the galaxy.
Über die Galaxien.
You are are God.
Du bist Gott.
Thank you for this weekend.
Danke dir für dieses Wochenende.
Strengthen my brother Frank.
Danke für Bruder Frank.
May the sword of the word be with them.
Das Schwert des Geistes.
Accompany him.
Ich möchte ihn begleiten.
All the kingdom of God back up him.
Und im Reiche Gottes unterstützen.
In the holy name.
In dem heiligen
the name
Namen.
Who is above all names.
Der Name über alle Namen.
The name of Jesus
Im
Christ.
Namen Jesu Christus.
Halleluja.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Wir geben allen dienenden
Brüdern. We give all the ministering brethren the greetings. From to London, to England, to Dublin, to the Czech Republic, to Slovakia, to Romania, Brother Daniel, all brothers, we give you greetings. Take greetings with you in all peoples and tongues. Once again, we thank the Lord for our translators who are coming to be available for the Lord. Thanks be to our God. The result will be that there is a bride prepared for the bridegroom. And that every time anew we are washed in the blood, but also taking a bath in the word of truth. Taking a bath in the word. Being purified from everything what is not in agreement with the word. To our God be the glory throughout all eternity. Brother Schmidt, would you like to thank with us? Please thank with us. Our Heavenly Father, we are looking up to you and we thank you for the grace and faithfulness, for the privilege to have heard your word, not only to hear it, but also to obey it in all the things, O God of heaven and earth. You spoke to me, you spoke to each one of us. We may keep your words in our hearts. Please, Lord, touch everyone who are present at this place and also all who cannot be here, everywhere, worldwide, your word was heard. We ask you, O God, bless us. Bless, Lord, all who are looking up to you. Bless also those who decided to give a testimony today and that they received your word. Lord in heaven, they repented, Lord. Please confirm it. It's not because it's a testimony. You said in heaven, Lord, when John said to you, I should be baptized by you, but so that the scripture might be fulfilled, let it also happen in our days, now, that we and all who received your word, O God, be merciful. Accompany all who are here and who are traveling home again, Lord. Protect them by your hands and protect us all for this glorious day. One day we shall meet there, giving you the glory and praise, saying, Lord, here we are as you created us. Lord, please multiply the faith as the disciples prayed. So we pray you also, please give strength so that your name might be glorified. Amen. We are grateful for water baptism. Nobody? Yes? Okay, all right. Please come to the front. Those who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. And then we will ask our brother Hans Henrich to come to thank the Lord. Please come. Come a bit closer. Very nice. Is somebody else coming? Somebody else? To the Lord be the thanks. Please come all. All who are not yet baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your opportunity. This is the opportunity. Lord Almighty God, bless all who are now coming to the front, who made their decision to be baptized. Be with them, and may this day be a new day, a new beginning in their life of faith. Crown them all with mercy and loving kindness. To you, our Lord and Savior, we say thanks with all our hearts and with all our souls. May it come to fulfillment in all of them. Faith is a total confidence in that what God said. Beloved Lord, may all take it home. May all take it home that you did already what you promised in your word. You see your bride already before you. You see it. You see her without spot and without wrinkle. Blessed and praised be your wonderful and holy name of Jesus. Amen. Please, Brother Hans Henrich, come and thank the Lord. Beloved Lord, we thank you once again for this weekend. That what as at the beginning there was light, now the seed of the word comes forth. We thank you for your elected bride worldwide. The bride church has heard the word of truth. You have opened our eyes. You have opened our ears to hear what you have to say. And you have given us a heart to believe what you have said in your word. And you opened our understanding to understand what you said in your word. Lord, we thank you for the day of your return. We thank you that we are prepared. Every word is reality. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you are still confirming your word. You are yes and amen. For everything we thank you with all our hearts. We are awaiting happily your day of your return. Maranatha. Amen. Is our brother Jean-Claude in our midst? All who sing the Maranatha song, to the Lord be the thanks. This was the daddy of the two daughters of which I reported in the sermon. To the Lord God be the thanks. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Drive home in peace. Remember me and us in your prayers. May the Lord God bless all brothers in all peoples and tongues, all the interpreters and in all countries of the world who pass on what God has entrusted to us. And together we say, Maranatha, our Lord comes. Hallelujah. be praised.